This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to our buddy Nick Green from Bally Sports about what's going on with the Braves and last night. Woo! Offensive explosion. But, Nick, I want to start with starting pitching because the trade deadline is approaching, and everybody's always like, oh, we need more starting pitching. I think Charlie Morton's been great. The guys that have been filling in, right? I mean, Tookie Toussaint, Muller. The starting pitching has actually been a strength of our team here over the last month and a half, don't you think?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know where you would really look at starting pitching and say that's a weak spot. I mean, I feel like they've done a nice job. The guys that have had to fill in that number five spot in the rotation have done a really good job. Plus, Waskar, you know, is about to come back. He should be back in the next 3 weeks or so, I would imagine. So that would help whether they put him in the bullpen or not. That's another question. But as far as starting pitching is concerned, I like where they are. And getting Ian Anderson back since he had this little shoulder fatigue or strain or whatever it was, that's definitely going to help as well. But they've done a nice job as far as starting pitching has been concerned.
We got Max Fried tonight against Tyler McGill. I mean, boy, the Mets wear us out with those bullpen starts. We could very easily, Nick, you know, be in first place if you go about the blown saves earlier in the year. But, I mean, we've talked so much about the buyer-seller phenomenon. I don't want to sell anything. I don't want to give up anything we want. Matter of fact, how about we convince Charlie Morton to come back next year? Would you be interested in that?
I would. And, you know, I know Brad Snicker's talking about it a lot, but he's been so impressive at his age. It just seems like he's getting better. I know he struggled a little bit early on in the season, but he's figured some stuff out. And as far as being a top-tier pitcher, he's one of those guys. Now, at his age, I feel like he's not that guy's going to give you seven every time out, but he's certainly going to give you six.
Austin Riley, six RBIs last night. We need his bat. I mean, desperately, right? He now has, what, 19 home runs, career high. Is this the moment where he starts to maybe take off here for the rest of the season? Because we keep waiting, and it's like, all right, is this the moment for Austin Riley to ascend to what we think he can be?
I think you still need to be patient with him. I mean, he's still a young guy. Last year struggled. You know, he came out of the gates hot. I think it was 2019 when he got called up, and we expected big things from him. I mean, when you come out and perform like he did for that month that he got called up and he fatigued a little bit and you know, had to make some adjustments, didn't make those adjustments quite as quickly as he is now, you still have to work with a guy and understand that he's going to continue to get better. He's going to have his ups and downs. You know, when you look at what he did at the beginning of the season this year, if the Braves had somebody to fill in at third base, he probably would have been sent to AAA. But he got the opportunity. He started to figure some things out. He's basically learned how to work with his mechanics on a consistent basis and then also work with his approach. And being a young guy, though, you want to say, okay, this is the time. Here's where he turns it around. He's going to be this superstar forever. That's not necessarily the case. And do I think that he's going to be a great player? Absolutely. Do I think there's going to be some times where he absolutely carries the team? Yes, I agree with that too. So I just think that when you look at expectations on a guy like Austin Riley, the potential is there, but you have to temper them just a little bit. I feel like this year is really his coming out, but you still have to be consistent day in and day out for years to come. And as a young player, sometimes that's hard to do. That consistency is the thing that keeps you in the big leagues, keeps you great, and it takes time to develop that.
It is our man Nick Green, guys, from Bally Sports covering the Braves. Nice job, by the way, in the booth, you and Paul Bird, man. That was fun to listen to.
Thank you.
Yeah, getting you, French, you get some tan, and you guys get some FaceTime. Hey, man.
If I had a beach house, I would have been there, too.
I hear that, man. Hey, speaking of, again, what's going on with Freddie here, we just talked about, obviously, how good Austin Riley's been. Freddie's now top 15 in OPS. He's on the cusp of, like, 11, I think, top 10 in home runs. What do you attribute the slow start to? Was it pressure about the contract, or how strange the lineup was?
I think there are a few things, and I think that, number one, there's pressure on the contract. I know that he wants to be a Brave. He wanted to sign a contract. I thought they would have it done by spring training. I feel like when you have a franchise guy like that, you do whatever you can to sign him, make him happy, and that kind of lets him be himself. And then number two, I mean, you have to remember he was dealing with the birth of two little ones and his other kids young, so he had a lot of stuff going on at home too. He wasn't able to see the kids as often as he wanted to, so he missed that part of the family time. Combine that with the fact he didn't sign his contract extension. I just think that his head wasn't in the space that it is now. And if you go back and look at him early on in the season, you can literally see the look on his face, the demeanor. It's not the same as it is now. Now he's more what we've grown to see year in and year out with Freddie, where he's jovial, he's happy, he's excited, he's engaging his teammates. And early on, it just felt like there was a lot on his mind. So to see where he is now, when to look back where he was at the beginning of the season, it's a drastic change, and I love it. I think he's been phenomenal. I didn't expect him to be up to 290 at this part of the season, the way he started. So, yeah, kudos to him for getting things turned around.
Nick Green, our guest, guys, Bally Sports. You get a chance to see him as the Braves take on the Mets again. We can win this series. Last night was a big step towards that. I want to ask you, from your point of view, what is the Braves' number one need at the trade deadline for you?
Oh, man, they've got two needs for me. I don't know if I could pick one. I think that the bullpen, obviously, is a weak point. And if you can add one arm, I think you have to be able to add one arm to help. But if you can add two, I think that'd be a bonus. And obviously a bat. I mean, the consistency of this lineup just hasn't been there. And when you look at the lineup and what they did last night, the potential's there. But you're still relying on guys like Heredia, Almonte, Arcia, Adrianza, those guys to fill in the blanks. And to be a team that is consistent offensively, those guys are better suited off the bench, come in on the back end of the games for some defense, and that kind of thing. So I think there are two needs. I don't know which one's bigger. I think they're both equally as big, in my opinion. But they've got to get, if they want to compete, they've got to get help from a big offensive bat. Can't just be any bat. A big offensive bat, and they've got to get a high leverage bullpen arm.
We've talked so much about how we thought the season was going to play out. Obviously, the Ozuna thing, Nick, nobody saw it coming. The Pache thing was kind of funky. Are we going to slow roll Drew Waters' ascension to the big leagues now, too?
I would. You know, when I see a guy like Pache get called up, struggle like that, it scares me a little bit. I mean, these kids are still young. They're still learning. And even though last year Drew Waters at the alternate site, it wasn't the same as being in the minor leagues for an entire season. So he basically lost a year of development in as far as playing every single day in that perspective. Now, he faced the same guys every day, and that's kind of where I get the frustration of, you know, not having that minor league season. You want to face different guys. You want to mix it up a little bit. And they weren't able to do that. So I would be nervous to call up Drew Waters too quickly. I expected more out of Pache, honestly. Right. I think everybody did. I didn't expect him to be this all-star right out of the chute, but I expected a whole lot more offensively. We didn't get it. So it is no fault of Drew Waters at all. But the way Pache underperformed, I felt like he was overmatched at the big league level this year. And now it goes down to, okay, who's really ready? How can you really evaluate them when you thought Pache was ready, but he wasn't?
Yeah, he wasn't. Nick Green, we always appreciate you jumping on with us, man. Great job. Continue doing what you do. We'll be watching, and I hope the Braves can stay hot, man, as we like to say in baseball, right? Stay hot!
That's right. Thanks, fellas.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.